the decision that Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld made back in 2005 was to move more than 20,000 Defense Department personnel out of commercial office space in Northern Virginia office buildings to Fort Belvoir. The concomitant responsibility for traffic management was never addressed. And so we had an analysis performed by the Army Corps of Engineers that showed that if you were to do that, you would create a 3 to 4 hour traffic jam on Route 95, as well as on the Fairfax County Parkway and on Route 1 every rush hour. And for that reason, the Defense Department relented and moved 6,800 personnel, the Washington Headquarters Service of the Defense Department, over to the Mark Center building and called it part of Fort Belvoir, which, of course, it is not. It's several miles removed. But in doing that, they created another potential source of traffic chaos, really, when the move is supposed to occur in 2011, because there's no adequate transportation capacity to accommodate 6,800 more people at the intersection of Seminary Road and 395. Now, all of these 20,000 people were doing just fine in commercial office buildings in Northern Virginia. In fact, the 6,800 people moving to Seminary Road and 395 were located in Roslyn and Crystal City, and they're at public transit spots. That's why they don't cause the kind of traffic congestion that they will cause now, because there's no public transit at Seminary Road and 395, nor is there any public transit at Fort Belvoir. This is something that Secretary Rumsfeld never took into consideration. It was a unilateral decision. And that's why I say it dates back to a decision that never should have been made in the first place in 2005 to move all of these people out of commercial office buildings to a military base at Fort Belvoir.
And there was a provision in the defense authorization bill that would have dealt with some of this, and that's been removed. Why did it get removed?
Well, I think it was largely politics. I got it approved on the House version of the defense authorization bill. The Senate, Chairman Carl Levin, approved of it. I had all our ducks in a row, and then Senator McCain's staff, I understand, objected to it, called it an earmark, when what it did was to limit the number of parking spaces that can be used at Seminary Road and 395 at 1,000 maximum, until there is adequate transportation mitigation in place. In other words, until you can figure out how to move the vehicles to that building, you can't move more than 1,000 people. Everyone had agreed, and except for Senator McCain's staff, is my understanding. And so we got compromise language, finally, that said that the military has to report to that committee on how they're going to deal with the traffic problem, because we did convince them this is a situation that can't be allowed to stand. And so they said, well, tell us what you're going to do. How are you going to maintain the existing level of service at all of the major intersections? In other words, Beauregard and Seminary, 395 and Seminary, and the exit ramps and all of that, and the traffic that goes into the Mark Center Drive. Now, how are you going to maintain the current levels of service? They have to get that report to the Congress before the scheduled move date, which is in September of this year. And then they have to show, if they're not able to maintain existing levels of service, how are they going to pay for the infrastructure necessary to get us back to the existing level of service?
Not much time between now and September. It seems far away, but we know how time flies. What can be done to, as we say, all of a sudden there's going to be a lot of traffic, a lot of people without places to really go effectively, coming in just 9 months away.
this is going to be chaos. It will delay everyone trying to drive into the District of Columbia to work for 1 to 2 hours. The people trying to get off on the exit ramp to Seminary Road, driving north, that line will be backed up past the Springfield Mixing Bowl. And what, of course, will happen, which happens at every situation like this, is that people will decide, well, I'm not going to wait in this line. I'm going to drive up, and I'm going to cut into the line. And so they go down the middle lane of traffic. They get right up to the exit ramp, and then they put their blinker on. They wait for somebody to let them in. Well, that's going to back up the middle lane. So effectively, you will only have one passable lane. People should imagine it will be as though there was a car crash that took away two lanes of traffic on 395 every single morning. That's what we're facing. That's why I've gotten so focused on this and emotionally involved. We've got to stop this. I've been trying for 5 years. You know, you say time travels fast. That's what I've been saying. But, you know, we finally, now we're at the 11th hour, and finally people are realizing, maybe what he's telling us has some merit. So at least we've got the House and the Senate aware of it now. Many of these folks, who live south of Seminary Road, and all of them that do so will be adversely affected by this.
So is there anything really that can be done to mitigate it before September?
Impossible. You've just got to stop the move. What you have to do is to extend the leases in the office buildings where these people are currently located. 91% of them are currently working in Crystal City and Roslyn. Renew those leases. That's what the Pentagon has to do. Stop this move until you have transportation mitigation measures in effect.
And what's the chance of that happening?
Yeah. I mean, I can't predict it. I've been telling them that's what they need to do. I think they're going to create a situation where the best I can do is to say I told you so. I'm really very frustrated on this, and I think they know what's happening there, but they're going to allow it to happen. What they have to do as a minimum is to subsidize public transit, bus service from all of the metro stations. They're saying that they can do that, and that will reduce traffic by 23%. Well, the Center for Naval Analysis already does it, and it reduces traffic by less than 5%. Fewer than 5% of the CNA employees actually take advantage of that opportunity. So that's not the answer. They need to hire police from the Alexandria Police Department to manage those intersections so that we can at least maximize the traffic flow. But they're not doing these things. You know, they're sitting back waiting to react only if I can get this legislation passed. And they should be proactive. They should be figuring out, what are we going to do with this? Because once it happens, people are going to look around and say, who in their right mind ever allowed this to happen? And, of course, it's not just the people that are commuting on 395. Every single street in the neighborhood is going to be clogged as a result of this, because what happens, people see two lanes blocked. They'll get over onto Duke Street. They'll go over onto Van Dorn. They'll go east and west on Beauregard, Duke, and on Seminary Road. That's what happens. We know it's going to happen. It's now going to happen within 9 months, and yet very little is being done to prevent it.
Sounds like the best developer pusher of telework I've heard in a long, long time.
Well, telework is one thing, but, you know, these people, many of them in the Washington Headquarters Service, they do need face-to-face contact. I think, you know, they could probably telework 2 days a week, maybe 3 days a week, depending upon their function. But they're going to need an office to go to, most of them. Currently, 90% of all of these employees show up for work every day. On any given day, 90% of this workforce is at work at their desk. One of the assumptions made was that fewer than 75% will show up. Well, there's no evidence that that's the case. The, you know, the analysis they made was so faulty. They assumed 75% of employees will ever show up. 90% show up today. They assumed that the sequence of the traffic lights on all of these roads are much faster than they actually are. So that showed traffic speeding up. They assume that you can have three left-hand turning lanes against an oncoming solid green light. Well, that can't happen. So they manufactured a situation on paper that we have shown was a faulty analysis. So we have gotten the Inspector General to look at this, to give us a report. I think the Inspector General is going to support us taking some fairly drastic action, hopefully before chaos happens in September of this year.
Let me just quickly get you to touch base on one other topic,
yes,
because
sir.
Feds are, of course, now have their pay officially frozen, and they're operating under these stopgap spending bills that now carry through March. It seems like it's going to be a tough year for feds in 2011.
Well, obviously, feds are going to be made the scapegoat. Everything that's wrong with America is going to be blamed on the federal government, when the reality is that the only way to get us out of the inability to be competitive globally, to increase the number of people working in the private sector, to improve our educational system, to make health care more affordable in the private and the public sector, to get an adequate means of physical transportation and communication so that we can be competitive globally, all of that depends upon the federal government. So we have to be investing more and getting even more people with higher qualifications into the federal government to do the research and develop the innovation, to figure out how we can do a better job of educating the workforce, of preventive medicine, of transporting people through high-speed rail and so on. These are all federal responsibilities, and what's going to happen is we're going to continue to squeeze and squeeze the resources in terms of quantity and quality of federal employees until we're left with nothing, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that we can't get ourselves out of this hole. This is a penny-wise and pound-foolish move on both the part of the Obama administration and particularly what you'll see from the new Congress.
It sounds like you're going to have a fun year up there.
I wouldn't use the word fun. Challenging might apply.
There you go.
Frustrating, perhaps.